It's wonderful to welcome everyone back to our Matzei Shabbos learning. So first of all, good. A couple of thank yous. First of all, a very special thank you to our youth director, to Gabriella Leibowitz.
Thank you very much.
Who arranges everything week in and week out. A very special thank you to our prize master, Ari Lichtman. I've seen the prizes, and they're looking good for this year. This is very exciting, Baruch Hashem. A very special thank you. What's the name of the sponsorship? What's the big one? A very special thank you to our program growth sponsorship, to Yona and Shushi Ehrenfeld, who are our sponsors for this year. Yashar Koyach. Again, don't worry. We're still accepting other sponsors. Right, correct? We still have order for other sponsors? Okay, wonderful. And of course, a very special thank you to all of you. It's so special to see all of these beautiful children and their special parents and older brothers and sisters and everyone here together to be able to learn on a Matzei Shabbos. So I want to start off, you know, I think we started last year with a little bit of a story before the prizes. Does anyone remember, why do we tell stories at Matzei Shabbos learning? Anyone remember? No one remembers what I said from last year? Oh my gosh, I'm offended. See, no, Yehuda?
I think you said,
Yehuda's absolutely right. That is correct. Excellent. So Yehuda was alluding to that on Matzei Shabbos, there's a concept, there's an important idea of telling stories about tzaddikim. Matzei Shabbos, we're beginning the new week, and who wants to have a holy week? Raise your hand if you want to have a holy week. Good, beautiful, excellent. We all want to have a holy week. And sometimes the way to get things started a little bit is by speaking about great people, by speaking about tzaddikim, because they can inspire us to do holy things. So I want to tell you a story tonight about an innkeeper. Does anyone know what an innkeeper is? What's an innkeeper? The person in charge of an inn, right? An inn's like a little hotel, right? So the innkeeper. So this is a story about an innkeeper by the name of Mendel. Mendel was already an older man. He was in his 70s or 80s, and his whole life he ran the inn. His whole life. And you know, when you're an innkeeper, you have to wake up early in the morning, because what do you have to do? Take care of your guests. You have to prepare breakfast. And then again, there's lunch and there's supper. And sometimes people come late. They knock on the door. And what do you do if you're the innkeeper? You let them in. And they might have been traveling. So you have to prepare for them what? Some food, something to drink. So Mendel's been doing this his whole life. And you know, as much as it's nice to run the inn, Mendel was a little bit upset. You know why? Because since he was always dealing with guests and always with people coming back and forth, he said, you know, I never have any time to daven. I don't have time to daven. I put on my tefillin and I daven for 3 minutes. I know, to some that sounds familiar. I put on my tefillin, I daven for 3 minutes, and then mincha, I have to chop over here, and ma'am, I have to chop over here. And I haven't learned at all these years. I haven't learned. So Mendel makes a decision. Mendel has a son, and his name is Chaim. Okay, close. Chaim. He says, Chaim, you're old enough now. I'm giving you the responsibility of the inn. You run the inn. Me, I'm going to go retire. I'm moving to Boca. Right? I'm going ahead. I'm going to retire. I'm going to move to a city where there's a minyan and there's shiurim. And I'm going to dive in. I'm going to take my time. And I'm going to learn Mishnah. I'm going to learn Chumash. I'm going to learn Gemara. I'm going to do all of these things. Chaim says, sure. No problem. Chaim takes over the inn. But children, listen to what happens. You see, Mendel was a very kind man. So when there would be someone who would show up at the inn who couldn't pay, who couldn't afford to pay, you know what Mendel would do? What would he do? What do you think? He would let them in anyway. Say, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You'll pay me later. And if you can't pay later, it's also okay. And if there was someone who needed a little extra food, Mendel would help out. And if there was someone who just needed to sit up and talk at night, Mendel would help out. And whatever it was, Mendel would always help. Well, Chaim was a little bit different. Chaim said, no, we got to run this like a business. No freebies. If you can't pay, then what?
Get out.
Well, get out. Don't be so mean. All right, I was going to say, okay, you can't have any food. And if you can't pay for the bed, then?
Yeah.
Get out. And if you want to stay up late talking to me, then?
Yeah.
I don't have to get out, but I'm not staying up late and talking to you. So word gets out that the inn of Mendel, that used to be such a welcoming and happy place, is different now that it's being run by Chaim. And the townspeople begin to talk. And who hears about all of this? None other than the great tzaddik, Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. The great Berdichev Rebbe, the great Berdichev tzaddik, hears about what's happening at the inn. So children, you have to imagine this scene. Rav Levi Yitzchak, who was already an older man, puts on his coat and puts on his hat, and it's a snowy evening. He goes out to find Mendel's house. And you can imagine, it's 10, 11 o'clock at night. Who's at the door? Who's at the door? No, not Mendel. It's Mendel's house. Good. Who's at Mendel's door? Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. The Rebbe's at his house. Mendel opens the door. Rebbe! Rebbe! Is everything okay? It's 10 and 11 o'clock at night. What's wrong? The Rebbe says, Mendel, can I come in for a second? Of course. He comes inside. Rebbe, can I give you something to drink? Something to eat? Of course. Rebbe, what's wrong? What's bothering? What's so terrible that you had to come out now in the middle of the night that you couldn't wait till tomorrow? He said, Mendel, I need to have a very serious conversation with you. Because I think you've made a very big mistake. What's the big mistake? You should have never left the inn. Because Rebbe, you understand, excuse me, Mendel, since you left the inn, your son Chaim doesn't do achnasas archim like you. Your son Chaim is not as nice as you. People are being turned away because they can't pay. People are being turned away because they can't afford it. Mendel, I need you to go back and run the inn. What does Mendel say? Rebbe. Oh, you're such a good girl. Right? So before he says, of course, he says, Rebbe, come on. I did it all of these years. I never got to learn. I never got to daven. Please, my son's going to be... I understand he's not as nice as me, but I can't go back. So children, listen to what Rav Levi Yitzchak said. He says, Mendel, I know you only got to daven for a few minutes. I know you only got to learn for a few minutes. But do you understand in Shamayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked down at your inn, and he saw how you took care of your fellow Jew, when he saw how you had so much mercy, when he saw how much compassion you had, even on those people who didn't have money, who didn't have a bed to sleep in, who didn't have food to eat, and you went out of your way to take care of them, that was worth so much in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know you couldn't daven as long as you wanted, or learn as much as you wanted, but in the eyes of Hashem, one Jew taking care of another Jew, that's the most important thing a person could do in this world. And it's mitzvah achnasas, excellent. So Mendel, I need you to go back to the inn, and I need you to run. And sure enough, Mendel listens to the tzaddik, goes back to the inn, and continues to do his achnasas archim. And children, we learn a lot from this story. What we learn a lot from this story is, of course, it's important to learn, and it's important to daven, and it's important to learn all the different beautiful sections of Torah that we learn. But we also always have to make sure that we're not only working on our learning, that we're not only working on our davening, but we're doing whatever we can to help out the other as well. Whether it's to help out at home with your brothers and sisters, whether it's to help out in school, when you see that there's a child maybe who's not playing with the other kids during recess, or maybe who's not always getting picked first for all of the teams, we have to be like Mendel. And even though sometimes we have to give up a little bit of ourselves, sometimes you have to give up things that we want to do, but in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the eyes of Hashem, there's nothing more beautiful and there's nothing more special than when we take care of each other. So this week in Meretz Hashem, this coming week that's about to begin now, that's already begun, we should be privileged to have a week which we learn a lot of Torah, we daven a lot of beautiful tefillos, but just as important as all those things, it should be a week when we are privileged in Meretz Hashem to take care of one another. A good tevach. Oh.